Hello, and welcome to the 9th episode of She3PO. Woo!
Oh my god, our 9th episode.
Yes.
We should do something for the 10th.
Oh, we should.
True.
We should do a little something.
A little something for Hondo. We were thinking of doing a giveaway. Maybe we could do giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Giveaway. Yeah.
Okay, it'll happen. Anyway.
We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Tia.
And we're just going to talk about a lot of stuff today. There's not that much to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the gaming news, Dark Phoenix, and the Frozen trailer.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo!
So
excited.
Well, like a chill episode.
Yeah. Because I just got back from New York literally yesterday.
Oh, my
goodness. We're tired out here.
Tell us all
adjusting.
About it.
Yeah,
I mean, that was my first time in New York, and I went literally for Adam Driver. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
I picked up everything, and I was like, I gotta see Adam Driver.
How was he? How was the play?
Like, it was crazy, because I've seen, like, school plays, but I've never seen, like, a Broadway play.
Oh, yeah. Not even, like, touring companies?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Wait, I didn't know all of that.
Because, like, I thought, like, school plays would be very different from Broadway plays, but, like, this was a smaller play. It was just, like, a one-room type of play.
Yeah.
And not, like, changing sets and everything. And I was like, wow, so it is very much like what I see, like, at school. Not, like, in a bad way, but, like, plays are just so different from movies in the way, like, everything's kind of, like, not as realistic, but, like, it's a play. So, like,
yeah,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Driver, you could just tell that's, like, that's where he's meant to be. I mean, like, I think on the stage, like, he started at Juilliard and everything. He definitely deserved that Tony nom.
I think he's going to get one. Like,
yeah.
A Tony.
Tony won it. Yeah. I can tell he loves this, like, I feel like he'll do a lot more plays, I think, maybe. Yeah. But I did not get to meet him at Stage Door because he's been I think he's been busy. He just did the Dead Don't Die premiere, the Tony nomination.
Oh my god,
thingy.
He is busy.
Yeah,
wow.
And then he was recording for his new movie, so I think he's just been tired and he has a family, so I don't blame him.
Wait, he has a family?
Yeah,
he has a family.
Like, he's a dad.
Yeah,
he does?
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. I was today.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Adam Driver.
He was like trying to not talk about his kid because he wanted that privacy, but it somehow got out.
Mark Hamill
exposed him.
Yeah,
but his kid is like really young. He's like 3 or something.
Yeah. He's
a
baby.
I want to know what he looks like. He's probably so cute.
So.
Also, isn't Carrie Russell in episode 9? She's going to be
in
episode
9.
Yes,
she is.
What's her?
I'm just learning so many things today.
Who
I'm
is
so
she?
Excited.
I would like to know.
So it's a secret right now. We don't
know. Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, we don't really know. But Carrie was amazing. Like, I met her, and she was the sweetest girl.
Oh, you met
her? Yeah. I was like, I like your shoes. And she was wearing, like, checkered Vans, the red ones, and I was wearing the checkered Vans, the black ones. I was like, we're matching. And we, like, both put our foot out and, like, our feet, like, touched.
Aww.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Her character name is Zori Bliss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
but,
it sounds like an alien.
Yeah. Nobody really knows anything about it, though. So that's cool.
Oh, my God. He does have a kid. And he's 6'2". Nice.
Oh, he's 6?
He's 6'2", like, his height. And there's no information on this kid. It just said he has one child, and he is 6'2". Nice. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for him, because people kind of hate on his wife sometimes.
Why?
She's
kind of
out of hand.
That's
mean.
Yeah, some weirdos on Reddit. There's like a thread of weirdos on Reddit who like just hate on Joanne, which is his wife.
That's really
that
sad.
Makes me
it's
sad.
Weird. Yeah.
People are weird. Yikes. Don't do that.
No.
Celebrities are people too, okay?
Yeah.
Let him have his family.
Yeah.
And appreciate his art and let it be at that. Like, don't do that. Don't be that person.
But yeah, Spike Lee went to the day we were there, Spike Lee went to Burn This.
And really?
Like,
Did you see him?
We didn't see him, but my friend met him, because my friend saw Burn This. She was, like, sitting, like, a couple rows behind him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Nicole Kidman was there, apparently, and, like, yeah.
Wow, look at all of them coming out to support.
Burn This is popping off. And there's 4 cast members, and so there's David and one other, David and Brandon, I'm pretty sure. Okay, but I asked David, I was like, oh, so did you see, like, Nicole Kidman? And he was like, oh, well, they actually put Carrie and Adam on the another floor from us, so I don't always get to see the special guests. And I'm like, oh no, I know. I was like so sad. I'm like, you guys, I was like, you are just as important.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well,
what'd you think of the rest of New York?
Oh yeah,
New York was crazy. I don't know.
It's really different.
It's so like different. Yeah. So I definitely like California more than I like New York. I'll say that. Yeah. That was fun. All right. Yeah. What else? Dart.
E3.
It was going on while we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to go. I didn't go. I'm most excited about Animal Crossing New Horizons dropping in 2020.
I'm so excited, too. Yeah. That's honestly the only thing I was really paying attention to.
People are, like, mad because it's delayed, but I'm not mad.
Whatever.
I would rather have it be a good game than, like, be perfect. A rushed game. What's that quote? The Nintendo guy, he's like, oh, like, a rushed game is, like, never perfect, but, like, a delayed game is perfect forever or something like that,
And they were saying they wanted to, like, protect their workers and, like, make sure the workers are in a good environment because sometimes when games come out, they're overworked. So we should support them for supporting the working class. And I don't know, I'm like, it's crazy, like, New Horizons, though, it made me laugh because it reminded me of New Direction.
New Direction? Like, from Glee?
Yes! I was like, wait, what?
But Animal Crossing Glee Edition. Oh my gosh. It looks cute, though.
You can build paths.
You can build, like, things. That's exciting. Yeah. Banjo-Kazooie for Smash. I'm really excited for that. I don't know. I'm just excited whenever they announce a new Smash character. Like, even if I don't really care, I'm just like, like Smash characters, dude. I want them to release Sora from Kingdom Hearts
one day,
someday. I know they're gonna. I know. I'm kind of excited for the Zelda game. I'm not a big like Zelda person.
I've never played Zelda,
but I kind of want to get Breath of the Wild because everyone says it's good, and then the new game also looks really fun. I want to start playing Final Fantasy too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're releasing a new one.
Yeah.
Right? Or is it new?
It's like
or
a remake or like a revamp, but it looks really good, so I don't know.
I would like to get into more video games.
I would like
it's
to play.
It's just so hard, like, I don't know.
Video games are hard for me. Consuming, I get really impatient.
Well, not, it's just, like, already consuming television shows and movies. And,
it's
like,
a lot of
so
time.
Much content.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's a lot of money. I only, like, I told myself, even when I was young, like, I only did Nintendo stuff because I knew if I got into, like, PS4, like, Xbox, that's so expensive to, like,
it's
dedicate your time to all those consoles. Yeah, like, I don't know.
When I was a kid, I played Animal Crossing and Pokemon and
Spyro.
Oh my god, I love Spyro.
I think we're on the same.
I love Spyro.
The purple dragon.
Yes, they brought it back.
I know, I haven't played the new one.
Spyro the purple dragon for Smash. Yeah. I'm just saying. Dethrone Ridley. Dethrone him.
I also liked Crash Bandicoot a lot. That was like a big thing.
I think I played that too. Yeah. I played computer games.
Oh my god, I love Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Oh my god.
I played that game. Slaps.
Putt-Putt.
Oh my god, I played that game too!
Oh my god,
it's so hard.
Yes, it's so fun.
Did you play the one, what's the one, he goes into like a person and he learns about food.
What? No, I don't know.
No, I don't know what's his name. Pajama Sam.
Oh, no,
it's
I never played
makers.
That one.
Yeah, he like shrinks down and he learns about food. That game was so fun.
Good times. But I mostly played Pokemon as a kid.
Yeah,
that was like
same.
my biggest game.
But Pokemon's I think I played Animal Crossing more though, because I used to go on like the forums and like meet up with people, the Animal Crossing forum, and
that's
then we'd like meet up and like hack the game because there was this hack, but you had like two people to do it, and you would time travel, and then you would just get like 3 million bells.
So oh my god!
So I had whatever I wanted.
Scammer! Animal Crossing scammer.
We had
edition.
So much stuff, it didn't fit in all of our closets in the house, so we just had, like, stuff on the floor.
And
it was bad. And after that, I had to stop because we just had too many things, so it wasn't, like, fun anymore. So, like, this time, like, I'm not gonna hack it. I'm not gonna hack it.
Oh my god!
Hacking
might.
Less fun. Yeah. I don't know. The only thing I care about is getting like all the fruit. You know, like you know how your town would only have one fruit, but I wanted all the fruit.
The co coconuts.
Yeah, yes. I had little cherries, yes. But I was like, I want some peaches, you know?
The peaches.
I'm excited for the events, though, like the new events. Yeah. Because I love events. Like, yeah, those are the best.
I'm so excited for the little, like, characters. I think they're so cute. Yeah. I want my neighbor to be, like, a little hedgehog, you know? Like, aw.
I think it's cute that you can, like, put your neighbors in specific places now too.
Your
organization just being like spread out all over the place.
And you're like trying to run to the store and suddenly someone's house is in your
mail there. Yeah,
like when did you get here? All right,
I'm so excited.
That's exciting.
Okay, and then we're gonna discuss Dark Phoenix.
Yeah,
I have Kelsey.
I didn't see it, but I don't know. I'd like to hear your guys.
We don't have to do a spoiler review. We could do spoiler review.
It was. Okay. Yeah, it was.
How was Sophie Turner? Love her.
She's okay.
She's
alright. Yeah. I mean,
I think she made a good Jean Grey.
Yeah, that's she her did. Name,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm second guessing myself. Jean Grey. Yeah, she definitely like looked the part. I think she did a great job at it in general. I'm just like racking my brain trying to remember the movie.
Yeah.
But just already forgot it.
Yeah, the story overall was like, it was okay. It wasn't the same as the comic. Not that I've read the comics, but my dad tells me all about them. So it wasn't what I was expecting, but it wasn't 100% horrible. Yeah. There were just some parts where I was like, what?
Like, people said it was awful, and then I went into it, like, setting the bar really low, and I was actually, like, happy.
Pleasantly
because
surprised.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
Were trashing it.
Yeah, it wasn't as awful as I thought it would be, and, like, the commercials or the trailers. Make the dialogue look really bad, which is, like, the dialogue is pretty bad, but, like, it's not as bad as in the trailers, yeah. In the trailer, it says they have some lines in there that's not even in the movie. I'm, like, I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
Because the trailers look, they're laughable.
Oh, my God, did you guys see Godzilla, like, the most recent one?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
No, it was that was Godzilla was awful.
Okay, it was funny though because there's a line in the trailer that I was like, "It's not our, it's Godzilla's world. We're just living in it." And I thought that was so funny, yeah. And it wasn't actually in the movie because I think they realized like that was just a terrible
awful.
Line.
Yeah,
but it's just so funny to me. I don't know,
but
yeah,
it was just like just the tone of it was so dark throughout the movie, like from. Beginning to end, it was
dark.
Yeah,
there was
really?
No, like, there was no
hope
part where it was, like, lighthearted
or,
like, hopeful. Yeah, it just kind of, like, started off dark and then
ended
dark.
Which is, like...
So, okay. I don't know. When I watch superhero movies, like, this is why I love Marvel so much instead of DC. Like,
yeah.
You need a balance.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, bash you over the head. Like, they're suffering.
When superhero movies take themselves too seriously,
I just get bored. I feel the same way, yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't know, but I look forward to seeing Sophie Turner in the role again. Is she going to be in the role again?
No, there's no way.
Why?
There's just no way. Like, it just, like, wouldn't work for them to bring these characters into the MCU.
No, they're going to. They have to.
No, they are going to bring the characters, but they're going to...
They're
going to
recast her again?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to recast Sophie Turner, because they just did that.
No,
this is, like, her first movie.
No, because, like, they messed it up too much. Like, this whole... thing is just messed up too much with these X-Men. Like, they can't keep these
people. But
that's
why they, like,
I mean, I'm
going
to be kind of annoyed if I have to see all these X-Men movies to understand
again,
the Marvel cinematic
universe. I don't think
they're going to
reboot the whole series.
They're
just going to
bring
the
characters
over.
Oh, okay,
but they're
gonna,
like they did with Spider-Man. Like, they didn't do, like, Uncle Ben dying again.
Oh, God,
they just brought him in.
Good, I don't want to see that again.
Yeah. I think they're going to do the same with X-Men, but I don't think they're going to recast. At least not Sophie. I don't think they're going to replace Sophie Turner, because they recasted... Dr. X or Professor X, whatever the heck his name is, and Magneto already.
Did they recast everybody or just a few people?
Just
them. Just
a few people, I think.
Oh,
no,
I know. Evan Peters is still in it.
I'm not.
The whole thing is they recasted the whole thing, but it was actually not even like a reboot because it's just like it's before. It's like a prequel. It was just
so
a whole
confused.
Mess. Yeah, it was a whole mess.
But it's not a prequel though because.
The first class was a prequel. First class was a prequel to
X-Men. I've
seen
the other ones with like James Marsden and stuff, and it's different. Like it was different than like.
No, these are so the whole timeline is like they're all together. It's not like an actual like reboot or whatever. I don't know.
But like, does it?
So the 2000 movies or the 2010 movies are all in.
They're all the same, like
yeah, universe.
That's confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because doesn't she? die in the
yeah,
other one?
Yeah, that's why we're
so
just
is
like...
So is she not going to... So does that mean she's not going to be in the MCU?
That's why it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but I was like, wait, then that
no,
doesn't
they
make
can
sense.
There's not even, like, there's not even a good chance they're going to keep any of these actors.
Interesting.
Yeah.
With, all right.
Because it just, like, the tone of these movies are so different than the MCU, so to bring these actors over just, it just, like, wouldn't work.
I think Sophie Turner would work in the MCU.
Like, it could, but I just doubt fine. They would. They're only bringing Deadpool over right now.
They're bringing Deadpool over?
Yeah, because Ryan Reynolds is so iconic, they can't, yeah.
I heard that was just a rumor.
No, they're already working on it
right
now.
They confirmed that?
They confirmed they're working on it right now. Yeah. But X-Men is going to be... X-Men, they're waiting a couple years to, like, develop it.
No, I do know, like, I don't know. It would make sense that they brought them in. Just how is the logistics of it?
Yeah. So they're thinking about it right now, but they know it's going to be a couple years because they have to find the new actors, find the new stories for them. Because this is MCU and, like, Fox Marvel. They're just two different universes. And they have different stories and paths. Like, in every, you know, studio, like Sony and Fox and Marvel. That's why a Spider-Man we have now is different from Spider-Man from Sony. Like,
well, yeah, I know that. I don't know. I don't know. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's
dude, imagine if Disney bought DC.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the?
Honestly, I totally
Harley Quinn and everyone just in those movies, too.
They're doing a confusing thing, too, because...
Well, they are.
DC
they're making Joker, like, for the 50th time.
And they said it's not part of the DCEU.
Yeah.
It's not part of the DCEU.
It's just, like, by itself with Joaquin, so...
I don't know. So weird. Like, what are they doing? Like,
confused by
I think
DC,
they're just trying against over and over. They're like, please, someday it'll work. I don't know.
It's just not working.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess it makes sense because they're making this, like, tonally different and, like, different, like, actors. So it wouldn't make sense to put in the DCU. But it just, I don't know what their reasoning is to do all these extra things.
Yeah.
But yeah. But it's just
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like how the Netflix series, like, we were supposed to have them in the MCU at first, but they're so tonally different that you
Jessica
can't bring
Jones
them
is
together.
So different.
Yeah. If you put them in the movies, they would just, like, look out of place. So, I don't know. It's just a big yikes, but Kevin Feige will fix it for us.
We'll figure it out.
Kevin Feige
will fix
it. I
believe in them.
Yeah.
Endgame was fantastic.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
I think they're thinking of Fantastic Four, too, right now.
Yeah,
that's on their minds. So,
God.
That'll be cool.
That's so we'll see.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I think it'll be, like, 5+ years before we see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we have phase five coming right now? Or is it phase four?
I think, actually, I don't know.
And that's already planned.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I just want another Black Panther movie.
Me too.
Which is coming.
It's coming, though.
Yeah, right.
It's coming.
It's
coming,
now.
I would like to see it.
Have they started filming yet? I wonder what...
I don't think so.
I don't think they have.
I don't know, actually, for a while.
I wonder if we'll see any, like, stuff at Comic-Con.
I wonder if Michael B. Jordan will still somehow be in
it.
Please. Please.
Yes.
I'm begging you.
So, yeah, that's coming up in about 4 weeks. We'll have the phase 4 or 5. I forgot what phase we're on. Sorry. Late, because Kevin Feige is releasing it at Comic-Con. So, get excited about that.
Exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because past Spider-Man, we don't have any Marvel movies announced, do we?
What?
Do we have any Marvel movies announced past Spider-Man?
Oh.
No,
yeah,
right?
No. We just know that Black Panther
there's
2
some
there
is
gonna be
this and that.
Guardians.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
But
like,
we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Like,
no. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
All right.
All right.
What else are we talking about?
Frozen 2. Are we going there?
Before we go Frozen 2, we want to give a shout out to our favorite dads out there.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day.
In honor of Father's Day, we're going to say our favorite dads. Just in general.
Well, obviously, my dad is
our favorite dads. But, like, our favorite
fictional dads.
I got to think about this, actually. I'm prepared.
I love F.P. Jones on Riverdale. Yes, Skeet Ulrich from Scream.
I have not seen that.
I know exactly what I'm going to say.
He's Billy from Scream. But he's a dad now.
I don't watch Riverdale. I watched one season.
Have you watched Scream, though?
One season, no.
You guys haven't watched Scream?
No.
I'm going to show you Scream. Oh my God. No, it's literally, like, the funnest, like, campy, like, horror movie, like, they're great.
Like scary movies.
But there, it's not like a scary movie though. It's like a mystery movie.
All right, I like.
Yeah,
mysteries.
They're fun. They're fun.
Who's your favorite dad? Kelsey.
I like James Potter from Harry Potter.
Solid choice.
I know he like doesn't get a lot of like screen or book time, but like I don't know. I like him in the fan fiction.
The fan fiction.
I don't know. He seems great. I like Han Solo. I don't know. There's not a lot of scenes of him
Han
being
Solo
a
is the worst dad. He's a horrible dad.
No, I don't know, because I'm not thinking of in terms of them being dads, though. I'm thinking of them as characters.
You're thinking of them being daddies?
Oh, my God, yes. That's, thank you, Kayla, for that. go to Tia. I don't know.
My favorite dad is Tony Stark.
True.
Aww.
I love that.
Aww,
1000.
Oh, Ant-Man.
He's a good dad.
I've been watching like Ant-Man 1 on the plane, and the way he just like does it, he's like, no, like I'm not doing any illegal stuff. Like I just want to be with my daughter. I was like, damn, like he's literally like the best character. Like,
good
dad. Yeah, he's great.
A great dad.
Yeah.
What other dads are there?
I like Bert Hummel in Glee.
Oh yeah, that's a good dad.
He's like, I love my son no matter what, even though I'm like a straight trucker guy. Yeah. I just love my sons. I love my dead gay son.
My dead gay son?
Heather's. That's a reference from Heather. I don't know.
Heather's.
Yeah.
Harry Potter in Harry Potter, the Cursed Child.
Oh my God.
Malfoy.
Yeah, he was like,
Draco Malfoy.
My boyfriend.
Them as dads,
like
fighting each
Slytherin,
other.
He's like, it doesn't matter. He's like,
and then proceeds to treat his Slytherin child like pure shit. Have you read the play?
No, I refuse to read it.
Yeah, no.
Wait,
don't.
I forgot. I didn't read it since
you
like,
didn't?
When it
okay,
so
yeah, I refuse.
I read it when it first came out, and that's like,
oh my God, you know who's
I
like
saw
good?
It in London.
Ah, what a flex.
I googled dads, and like in movies, I like Crush from Finding Nemo.
You're right.
Good. He likes this, like, his little,
Squirt.
He's such a good dad. Yeah.
Yeah, those are some good dads.
Yeah.
But anyway, dads. Any more? Do we want to bring up? Any more Star Wars?
Oh!
Darth Vader.
Goofy!
Oh, single dad!
Great dad!
He opened a restaurant to support his son, Max.
We respect him. He's a great dad.
He is a great dad.
He put on the Santa outfit. I was like, Max, it's Santa.
So cute. He's college educated. He cares about his son.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys know, on Father's Day, in Toontown, Max meets with Goofy for the weekend.
I love that.
Isn't that cute?
I love everything.
Oh my gosh. I miss that.
That makes me so happy.
I forgot to go see them, but yeah, it's cute.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. To all the dads out there.
By the time we post
this,
Father's Day, it's
going to
be like a week ago,
yeah.
It's fine.
It was like yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay, for us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump into Frozen. I'm so excited. Okay.
Frozen 2
They
trailer.
Just released a trailer for Frozen 2.
We're not going to call it Frozen 2. We're going to call it Frozen 2.
What?
Wait, what's it called?
It's called Frozen 2.
Okay, wait, what?
At D23, they're like, we're not going to call it Frozen 2. We're working on a name right now.
It's literally called Frozen 2.
It's Frozen 2.
They clown
it's
on
It's not
ourselves.
Even called, like, Frozen 2, like, a twist in time or something. It's
Frozen
just, like, Frozen
2.
Like, no, nothing else. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going shot by
it
shot,
It looks like
ladies.
An epic. Yeah.
It does look like an epic. I'm so excited for this movie. It's not even funny. Like, it's like this and then episode 9 are, like, literally tied.
I was thinking, though, because they don't have, like, I feel like none of the princess movies have, like, good sequels besides Mulan 2.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Well, the thing about Frozen is it's not a princess movie. It's a franchise. So it's getting all of that funding from all
the
money that it made.
The Frozen cinematic universe.
Oh, my God.
Literally the Frozen
it made
cinematic
so much
universe.
Money,
That's
right.
why Anna and Elsa aren't in the official princess lineup. Because they're their own thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I didn't know
if
that.
If you didn't know, now you know.
The more, if you don't know, now you know.
Mr. President. Okay. So it starts off, we've already seen all this footage in the teaser trailer where Elsa is fighting the ocean. But then she sinks and you see this freaky little Patronus horse.
The Patronus horse.
There it is. What is that?
What is it? I have so many questions about this movie. It has a name,
but I forgot what it is. But yeah, so that was a little weird. But it looks really cool. It's pretty.
It looks pretty.
I like horses. Elsa is a horse girl. Confirmed.
Oh my god. She looks like one. She has her hair braided.
She does that. No.
And then
he was like, the past, something about the past, and like, I'm really set on that something happened to their parents that they didn't.
Yeah. Well, I thought they confirmed it's that.
It's about their parents. Yeah. I knew that. I felt that this way ever since the teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's, why would she be like eating into the ocean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But people were like saying stuff.
I don't know.
They were saying, no, it's not about the parents. I'm like, yes, it is.
I do hope it, I think it's going to go this route, but, like, it explains, like, Elsa's powers. Her powers, you know, why she has them.
Because they never go into that in the original movie. They're just, like, she's born or cursed, and they're, like, born. They're, like, it's, like, completely normal to them, and I'm like, hello? She's the only one with powers, like, in the whole kingdom, apparently. I know. So, obviously,
I know people were hoping that, like, Anna would end up having, like, sun powers or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, that would also be cool to see in this movie.
That would be cool.
I hope her parents are actually alive.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a twist. Aww. Uh-huh.
That'd be cool.
They are alive. They gave birth to a baby boy named
Tarzan. Oh my god!
Alright, anyway, moving forward with the trailer. The trolls are back!
Yeah.
He's a bit of a fixer.
Look at them go. Look at them rolling around. Elsa's wearing this fabulous magenta nightgown.
She is.
She looks fantabulous. And then there's a shot of her mom. That's her mom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it is her mom.
Flashback.
I noticed that immediately. Because I love Frozen. So yeah, it could be a flashback. It's her mom staring at like Aurora Borealis lights looking things. So who knows? Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was she singing?
Oh, yeah, and then there's a clip of Elsa singing.
I'm just so excited for the new music.
The new music is going to slap so hard.
It's going to be, like, epic music, you know?
It's going to be so good. Like, this looks like another Elsa solo, and I'm, like, I'm going to cry right now. Think about how excited I am for another Elsa solo for me to sing in my car. And she's dancing around more Patronuses. I think that's a marshmallow Patronus. Honestly, marshmallow is my Patronus.
My Patronus is Olaf, then.
Oh my god! It's true. You heard it here first. Uh-huh. I'm really excited for the music. And it just looks
animation.
Beautiful.
The animation.
It looks really beautiful. So they said effort. Yeah.
I love this shot the most. I love
the castle in the background.
Yeah. Oh my god. I like how that's still standing. They just left that there, you know?
Yeah, you know? It's
Olaf
beautiful.
Is there, it's like a museum. They're just like hanging out.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're saying that Elsa has to go into the unknown to do whatever.
All the scenery is so amazing.
Yeah.
The whole thing, all the animation, everything about it is good. Anna looks so good with her hair down.
Yes.
She's so cute. Look at her face. Oh my god.
Kristen Bell is so iconic. Like,
she really is.
Gossip Girl. She's Anna. Like, she's everything.
She's a good place.
Yeah. The Good Place.
May it rest in peace. Aww. I need to catch up.
I need to start watching it.
There's these pink fire flames. Wow, what are they doing? They're, like, hopping by themselves. I'm convinced that there are other kingdoms with other...
Magic?
Oh, yeah. People who have magic... based off the four seasons. Well, that's what I think it's gonna be about.
I feel like, because, too, like, the trolls, like... Mm. Like, the parents knew to just go to the trolls, you know? But, like, I don't know.
There has to be some explanation behind that. Maybe it's, like, I don't know. Maybe Elsa's mom is, like, from another kingdom and, like, married into this kingdom. And she has powers that are, like, not ice powers, but based on her kingdom that she's from. I don't know. Theories. At me with your Frozen theories. I will discuss with you. At Tia Whitlow on Twitter. Thank you. Look at Sven.
Sven looks evil. Sven looks ready to go. He's angry.
He will beat you up.
You know, like, Frozen is, like, Glee, but, like, animated.
What?
Because, you know, we have
Idina. Because Idina's in it?
Yeah.
Well, then that means it's, like, Wicked, but animated.
And what's his name?
I mean.
Oh, Jonathan Groff?
Yeah, Jonathan Groff and Idina from Glee.
You're right.
Yeah, they also do other things.
Yeah, but Glee. Happy 10-year anniversary, Glee.
Aww.
Aww.
I love Jonathan Groff.
I love Jonathan Groff. I hope he sings more.
Sings, yeah,
instead of that little reindeer song, like he sings like an epic song. Yeah. You know,
I want him and Anna to have like a really cute duet also. Because hello, the only duet she gets is with Hans, and he's a piece of trash. Also, are we gonna see Hans?
That's what I want. Santino, where are you? Where are you?
Wait, what's wrong?
Tony
with
winning
Elsa?
Santino Fontana. Whoa, we're looking at the scene where she's like running into the forest.
She's on the floor. Somebody help her. What are you guys doing standing around? Pick your queen up.
She's McQueen.
Is this your queen?
Anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I hope Kristoff sings more, and I hope she
gets
a joke
on it. Yeah, why does he sing more?
In the Broadway musical, they get a duet. Yeah. So, I hope it happens.
I love the Adele duet between Rachel and what's his name? Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
What?
Remember Rachel on what is Jonathan Groff's character in Glee?
I forget.
Jesse St. James.
Jesse and Rachel duets were like the bomb.
You're right. Them together.
Yeah, them together. They were a good ship.
Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening.
Good ship.
Good ship. Here's more of Elsa singing.
Guys, what if there's a Hans redemption?
Ooh.
Honestly.
I would like to
see it in the movie. Maybe he's so evil, you know?
Honestly, I wouldn't mind a Hans.
Who plays Hans?
I feel like that's
Santino
possible.
Fontana, he just won the Tony.
Ooh. King.
Yeah, my favorite part in Frozen 1 is when he sings the word door, like...
Door.
That was pretty good.
Know? Yeah.
Do that again, Tia.
Door.
I gotta go.
Yeah, this movie looks incredible. I'm, like, super excited.
Like, when you think that the animation couldn't get better, it just does.
It's so different from the first one, too.
Oh, look at this shot! Oh my god!
With the little, like, diamond frozen.
What are they?
What are they?
They kind of freak me out for some
reason.
Yeah, they, like...
It's like one of those things when people are, like, afraid of holes. It's like
that's the same
trypophobia.
I have that.
You have that?
I have
trypophobia.
Those pictures, like, and, like, sponges kind of freak me out. So this picture, like I don't know. Yeah, I don't like thinking about them. It gives me, like, goosebumps.
Ew.
I feel freaked out. But yeah, these little ice things, they're just, like, floating in the air. Like, I don't know. But they're pretty.
What?
Why would you do that, Kayla?
Kayla, what'd you Google?
She shoved holes in my face.
Those are gross holes. Ew.
I don't want to see it. Keep that to yourself. Anyway. The end of the trailer.
Where are they right there? The Grand Canyon?
And on our next stop here at the Disneyland. Oh my god, they're going to add on
the
a Nelsa. They're going to add on a Nelsa animatronics on the Disneyland train.
Please.
I'm calling it right now.
Wow.
But they're stepping into the fog. Look at them. Goodbye.
Are they at Stonehenge? They're just visiting all
know.
The national...
No, but
the
I don't know if you noticed, but all of these stones have the square symbols, or the diamonds.
The diamonds.
And if you look closely at them, because I've already analyzed this from the teaser trailer, they each have their own symbol, and this one, like, looks like a flower, there's one that looks like a snowflake, so
oh my god, it does
have
to do with their powers.
With the different seasons.
Oh,
and
seasons.
Remember that, like, girl who had, like, fall, like, wind
powers?
I think she has, like, fall powers.
And so there's gonna be
and
summer.
Then the fire, maybe, is, like, summer powers.
Who else is there?
Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Spring.
I don't know. You just make you make lots of flowers. That's your power if you have spring power.
Oh my god, Avatar the Last Airbender is crazy.
I'm so excited. But yeah, that's what I think it's going to be about, and I think it's going to have something to do with her parents and her mom specifically.
Oh, look at them holding hands. I'm
I
soft.
Love nothing but respect for my Arendelle sisters. Yeah, Elsa's in danger. Somebody help her. Why is she by herself, Elsa?
Oh my god, like, what if... Because, like, you know how she made Olaf, like, a little snowman? What if there's, like, a little flower man? Like,
oh my god.
Has a friend, and it's a little flower.
That could honestly be, because there's, like, a rock marshmallow. If you watch the trailer, it looks like a marshmallow, but it's a rock.
It's a rock.
That could be
that
the spring
sense.
Powers, like, the earth.
Because they bring things to life. Oh my god, no, because like, what if the trolls are like spring power things?
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at us.
We're really cracking the code, guys.
We're really, yeah.
At us with your frozen fan theories. We want to hear them. But other than that, I think that's honestly all we have to talk about.
Yeah. I think that's it, yeah.
Unless we have any more dads we'd like to recognize.
If you're a dad and you listen to this podcast.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
So, yeah. Coming up is...
a little short episode, kind of.
Yeah.
But...
because we have things coming up.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Far From Home. We got Toy Story 4. So...
D23 is right around the corner.
Comic-Con. So, get ready for that. And thanks for listening. Follow us at she_3PO on Twitter. And then she3.podcast.
No, she3podcast.
Podcast.
Will we ever get it right? Stay tuned.
On Instagram. Yes. So, see you guys next week.
Stay tuned. We will most likely do some kind of giveaway or something for our 10th episode. So just stay tuned. So keep an eye on our socials. And that's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening.
See you real soon.
See you real soon.